It'd be two here, two here, two here, and you'd put those rails right on top of one another, except you'd stack them, don't you see?
Well, now, I'm still not quite sure I see this. Then you had two posts side by side?
In the ground.
Okay, and then the rails were put in between?
Put in between.
Well, now...
And right on, you'd put up two here, two posts, and you just lay those rails on top of one another, don't you see? That's right.
And so then the next one would start like this?
That's correct.
And on this way?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, that was two types of rail fence.
Well, now, were there different names for these different kinds of...
Oh, no, ma'am. You'd call it the rail fence. That's all, the fence.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about...
That was mostly around people's yard, you see, back in the early
days. And the other kind was around a pasture?
Around pasture, field. You know, back in the early days, you had to fence against, not for your animals, but you fenced against animals.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about a plank fence? How was that made?
Well, it'd just be nailed to post. Post would be put about every 10 feet. And you'd nail the plank to the post.
Well, now, with these, you mean there'd be spaces between?
That's right.
Like this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
According to what you were using the fence for, how close you'd put your plank, 6 inches would be the average space between them.
Well, now, what about a picket fence or a paling fence?
There were a few used, and that's what it was called, a picket fence.
Well, now...
Like business is one around my grandfather Veal's home.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're awfully pretty,
fence.
I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now...
But they, now, the kind of wood you get, material, won't last but a year or two. You can get it treated now and last lots longer. But back when my grandfather built his, it was built of fat lightwood, and it stayed there for years and years and years.
Well, now, did these have little points up the top?
Some did, and some were square.
Just like?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, what about a paling fence?
You know, I don't... Yes, there was. Yes, there was. They were used around gardens. That's the only place I ever saw a paling fence.
Well, now, how are the paling fences made?
Split white oak. And they would be bent between layers, nailed to post. You'd put it in at the bottom, and you'd bend it out this way on the middle, and you'd bend it in.
So they were kind of woven?
Top. Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can draw that.
You see, one would start in from one side, and the other would come in from the other side, and it'd just be... One would be on one side of the center lath and one on the other side.
Well, anyhow, it was woven. I think I understand,
yes,
but I can't draw a picture of it. Now, were those mostly for decoration, or were they to keep chickens out?
No, ma'am, they were used around gardens to keep out chickens, animals.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about the picket fence? Was that?
That was more or less ornamental, I guess.
Okay.
Of course, it would keep out small stock.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences, or does that pretty well cover it?
I believe that pretty well covers the fences.
Okay.
Other than wire fences.
Yeah. Well, this is wooden fences,
yes,
you're especially interested in. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call the bed that's made up on the floor?